Welcome to our daily rosary meditation, and welcome to the next episode in the 30 most important things we all need to know about the Catholic faith. Today, Jesus. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Our first mystery. The Catholic Church has always been delighted to present the truth about Jesus in as dramatic and almost incredible a style as possible. For instance, the Catechism puts it like this. We believe and confess that Jesus of Nazareth, born a Jew of a daughter of Israel at Bethlehem, at the time of King Herod the Great and the Emperor Caesar Augustus, a carpenter by trade, who died crucified in Jerusalem under Pontius Pilate during the reign of the Emperor Tiberius, is the eternal Son of God made man. Isn't that amazing? The Church just comes right out and says it. There was this guy. He lived in a really small country under Roman rule a couple of thousand years ago. He had a mom. He grew up. He worked. He lived. He died. He didn't live that long. He didn't meet that many people. Didn't write any books. Didn't rule any nations. But anyway, that guy, he was the creator of the universe. It sounds unbelievable, but that's the heart of our faith. And to be Christian is to believe exactly that. When we say that Jesus is both God and man, we really believe it. We mean he is fully God and fully human. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our second mystery. Jesus is fully God. When the Son of God joined himself to our human nature, he did not cease being God. Jesus Christ had all the attributes or characteristics of God. He was eternal, all-knowing, all-powerful. But Jesus didn't just teach us about God. He said he was God. Before Abraham was, I am, he said, using the divine name revealed to Moses. The Jews understood exactly what he meant, and that's why they picked up stones to kill him for blasphemy. He also said, the Father and I are one, again, prompting accusations that he, seemingly just a man, was making himself God. And when Thomas saw the risen Christ, he declared, my Lord and my God. And Jesus accepted it. Jesus forgave sins. Only God can do that. He accepted worship and he claimed divine authority. So we can't say he was merely a good man or wise teacher like Gandhi. If he said he was God but wasn't, then he was either a liar or a lunatic, not a good man. But everything about his life, his wisdom, love, miracles, fulfillment of prophecy, points to the truth that he is the Lord. As C.S. Lewis put it, Jesus forces us to make a choice. Either this man was and is the Son of God, or else a madman or something worse. There's no middle ground. So we can't say he was merely a good man or wise, like Gandhi. If he said he was God but wasn't, then he was either a liar or a lunatic, not a good man. But everything about his life, his wisdom, love, fulfillment of prophecy, it all points to the truth. He is the Lord. Jesus heals the sick, commands storms to be still, casts out demons, raises the dead. He cures a paralyzed servant with a word, calms a violent sea with a command, drives out a legion of demons, and raises a little girl to life. And then he does what no one else can, what no human can. He rises from the dead by his own power. He's not just a healer or a teacher. The wind and sea obey him. Hell flees before him. Death submits to him. His miracles are the evidence. He is the Son of God. So, as C.S. Lewis puts it, Jesus forces us to a choice. Either this man was and is the Son of God, or else a madman or something worse. There's no middle ground. He is either Lord, liar, or lunatic. Yet, the evidence overwhelmingly points to Lord. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our third mystery. Jesus is also fully human. He has a human body and a human soul, a complete physiology and psychology, just like us. Every event in our Lord's life shows his humanity, from his humble birth to his early childhood, through his maturity. We see that he didn't shy away from the nitty-gritty details of human existence. If his family couldn't find a hotel room for him to be born in, he'd have to be born in a barn. He was circumcised and offered to God, just like the other Jewish kids. He was in danger. His family had to flee like refugees, and they couldn't come home until things were safe. And when he went missing, his family had to look for him anxiously until they found him. So Jesus has a humanity that is like ours in all things but sin. But even there, although he never sinned, he allowed himself to be tempted in order to sympathize with our weakness. And more than that, Christ's resistance to Satan counterbalances Adam's weakness in yielding to the serpent. In Christ we have a new hero, a new representative, a new champion. Where Adam failed, Christ succeeded, and all of us reap the benefits. Christ's full humanity is shown in the way he went through all our experiences, even being tempted, yet overcoming temptation, He knows firsthand how difficult our struggle can be. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fourth mystery. The great paradox of our human condition is this. We are made for union with God, yet we cannot attain it by our own power. We are creatures, yet we are made for the Creator, to be one with the Creator. And we have a longing for eternal life, but we find ourselves unable to bridge the chasm that our sin has opened up between us and God. We are too small and too weak to make the leap on our own. Imagine trying to cross a river that's infinitely wide and deep and powerful. And we're born on the wrong side, but our hearts cry out for the far shore, yet we can't reach it. But at one moment in history, something astonishing happened. The far shore, God, came to us, became one of us. In Jesus Christ, true God and true man, the divine became human, and a land bridge was formed. His sacred humanity became the way across the great divide. Jesus is the only bridge, and therefore the only hope. And in the Eucharist, he gives us his very body and blood, his sacred humanity that connects us to his divinity, so that we can cross over and enter eternal life with God. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, Deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fifth mystery. In John chapter 14, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. He doesn't say, I am one of many ways, one of many truths, or one of your various options for life. There's only one bridge to God, Jesus Christ. No other religion even claims to have found a different case where God has become man, where the far shore has become the near shore. So if you don't go across the bridge that is Jesus, you don't get to God. Which means we have to be very careful not to say, well, everyone has their own path to God. That's not really true. Everyone has the same path, and it's Jesus. Now, maybe people can get across that bridge without knowing it. Hopefully they can. But there's only one bridge. There's only one path to salvation. And if you know where to look for the bridge, you'll definitely have a better chance of getting across it. Jesus is the only chance anybody has of getting to heaven. He's the one you want to know. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly hosts, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
I think, Teresa, we should let everyone who is praying with us and who listens to our conversation afterward, I think we should let them know that the rosary teaching has a transcript that's very tight, meaning we go over every word to make sure that it's theologically correct. You might find some typos in the transcript, but it's theologically correct. And it's scripted. Our conversations are never scripted. We want everyone to know that.
This did surprise me. When we started doing it, I didn't expect, or I didn't cross my mind that people would think that the conversations were scripted. But in a way, I kind of take it as a compliment, because I don't know what I'm saying and I don't know what I'm doing. But if it comes across as well prepared and thought out and scripted, what a blessing.
But it's not scripted. It is genuinely a live, free-flowing conversation. And because we want you to realize you can do this.
Mm-hmm.
You can do this with your spouse, your kids, your elderly parents, your friends. Just do what we do. Pray the rosary together. Think about the teaching. That's called meditation. And then continue to process the meditation with whoever you prayed with.
Yeah.
It's a continuation of the meditation that really builds spiritual friendship. So I say that as a disclaimer, because if we're ever off in our thought in the conversation, it's because it's not scripted.
Mm-hmm.
It's not prepared. We're just talking. But I know there are going to be some people who... It can be difficult. We have this reality. There's a reality. There's only one bridge to cross over from this life to heaven, and that's Jesus. Muhammad's not the bridge. Confucius or Buddha, agnosticism and atheism, these are not the bridge. Jesus is the bridge to cross over. And anyone who gets to heaven crosses that bridge. Now, we have a good friend in Israel, Yasser.
Mm-hmm.
He's part of the team. He's actually our bus driver. He's been part of my team for leading pilgrimages to the Holy Land for
15 years. And his family has been Muslim probably since the 7th century.
Wow.
Generations and generations and generations.
Mm-hmm.
And he lives in a whole community that's Muslim. And there really are very few Christians around him. And Yasser has really no chance to become Christian. Very little chance to become Christian.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked Yasser, what do you believe? And he said, I believe that I should do to you what I would want you to do to me.
Hmm.
Well, that's the golden rule.
Mm-hmm.
And I've watched him over 15 years. He really tries to live it.
Yeah.
So Yasser really tries to live love. And I believe Yasser has a good shot at going to heaven because he's doing the best that he can with what he's been mm-hmm. given to live truth and love.
Yeah, with the culture he's immersed in, with the life he's lived, with what he knows about the world.
But when he crosses over from this life to heaven, he will cross over Jesus because that's the only way. So the truth that Yasser has and the love that Yasser has is Jesus. He just doesn't know him by
mm-hmm.
name.
Mm-hmm.
But there's only one way, one truth, one life, one love. It's Jesus. Now, the ultimate judge of our life, whether we go to heaven or not, is love. And Jesus said, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments. And the commandments are bigger than just the 10. Everyone should read the section in the catechism on the commandments. The commandments include things like contraception. The commandments include things like homosexual sexual acts. I didn't say the temptation, the draw to the same sex. I didn't say that because temptation is not sin. But homosexual acts are gravely sinful. Contraception is gravely sinful. Why? Because they're not love. They're not acts of love. They're acts of use. All the commandments are an expression of love. And I don't know about you, but I find it really hard without Christ living in me and through me to actually keep the commandments and love. So if we're going to be judged on our love, then I need the one who is love to live in me and through me. Otherwise, it's pretty unlikely that I will persevere in love.
Mm.
This is why I need Jesus, because I'm not capable on my own to live love. And I'm much more likely to live love if I have Jesus living through me. This is why we need Jesus.
I mean, this is just the experience, even on the human level of, I'll tell you what, I can't keep my house straight when I'm not, or I can't, you know, live a life of service when I'm living alone, but it's really lovely to have a roommate, someone I care for that I really want to do good for, be good for, and that is escalated in marriage. You really want to live your life. You want to be good for another, and you're doing things out of love for another, and then you escalate that to the highest good, to love the greatest being, to love he who is love. It's just easier to do good for the sake of love. It's transformed in that.
Well said. So what struck you just in general about this meditation on Jesus as God and man?
What I reflected on through the meditation is now long gone in my head. I think what you'll get is what you just got.
It's a little ridiculous to take everything about Jesus in one meditation, but
it's a good start.
But we have 365 meditations a year, and God willing, this will keep going. So we'll have another chance to talk about different aspects of Jesus. Well, thanks for the conversation.
Thank you.
Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.